Macmillan Audio presents The Trail of Lost Hearts, written by Tracy Garvis Graves, narrated by Kate Hanford and Eric Myers. Chapter 1. It rains a lot in the Pacific Northwest. It's not like I didn't know this before my plane touched down in Oregon and I walked out of the airport into a steady drizzle. I know all about the area I've chosen to visit because I've prepared for it. I've studied the weather and topography, looked at endless hours worth of coordinates on a map, memorized the daily high and low temperatures. Nearly all the clothing I packed is waterproof, and my handheld GPS is state-of-the-art. I shoved an umbrella into my carry-on, too, which is a total tourist move, but that makes sense because I live in Dayton, Ohio. I also didn't feel like getting wet to prove that I know all about the natives' disdain for umbrellas. And I wouldn't call myself a tourist, either. Explorer, maybe. Or whatever it is you call a woman who's on a solo quest and will fly home when she's finished doing what she came here to do. That's me, Wren Waters. I'm the woman. Now, as I stand at the trailhead entrance of the Wild Iris Ridge Loop in Eugene, Oregon, the rain has tapered off and the late September air feels cool. I'm wearing a long-sleeved t-shirt and hoodie and have tucked my gray leggings into a pair of hiking boots. I've threaded my ponytail through the opening at the back of my nylon cap. Lastly, I've swapped out my regular eyeglasses for polarized prescription sunglasses. The Wild Iris Ridge Loop is a 3.5-mile lollipop route, which means I'll hike up the stem, go around the loop, and come back down the way I went up. Checking my Garmin, I make sure I'm heading in the right direction and begin. I walk under a spreading oak just past the gate to the trailhead. The trail's namesake irises are absent, but I can picture how it must look when the ground is covered in their purple and white petals. The large gravel trail goes straight uphill and runs alongside a power line corridor that clashes with the nature surrounding it. There is a fenced llama pasture to my right, which delights me, and a smattering of large, newly constructed homes to my left that look as out of place as the power lines. I could have hiked in from a different entry point, but I'd rather get the uphill part out of the way at the beginning versus the end. Wild blackberries line the trail. Many of them are withered, but some are plump and juicy, still thriving in the last gasp of the summer growing season as it winds to a close. I pluck the biggest one and pop it into my mouth. The flavor explodes on my tongue, and before I can stop myself, I eat at least 10, wiping my lips on the back of my hand. The berries are better than anything I've ever bought in the supermarket at home. Largely deserted on this late Monday morning, the trail offers exactly the kind of solitude I've grown used to and prefer. At a band of tall trees near a creek, I pick up a narrower trail. I'm breathing harder now as I continue my uphill trek through a meadow and into a woodsy area full of oaks, and sweat trickles in a light rivulet down my neck. I take a quick break to shed a layer and tie my hoodie around my waist. I cross a footbridge. And then, at the fence, I walk under the power lines and through more woods. Finally, I make a left at the junction that concludes the stem of the lollipop and transitions into the loop part of the hike. I stop to drink some water. Hearing footsteps not far behind me, I move farther off the side of the trail, pulling my Garmin from my waist pack under the pretense of studying its screen while I wait for the hiker to pass me. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see a man approaching. As he draws closer, I notice that he looks a little older than me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?